This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
Kyle Shanahan is trying to essentially kind of have his cake and eat it too. From 2017. And what I mean by that is when Shanahan was hired by the 49ers, his first call for defensive coordinator was to Vic Fangio, who was at the time the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, and the Bears weren't going to let him out of his contract. And so he kind of switched gears, and that's when he went to Robert Saleh to run that Seattle-style defense. So obviously Shanahan has respect for Fangio and that style of defense. And the Pete Carroll, you know, cover three, four down linemen style defense that they ended up going with and have since really kind of sunk a lot of resources into positions that are important for that type of defense and less important for a Vic Fangio 3-4 bear front, you know, type of defense. But what you also have to remember is in 2017, when Vic Fangio was the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears, his top lieutenant was an outside linebackers coach by the name of Brandon Staley. And so there is that connection there. And Staley became, you know, became the Rams defensive coordinator coming from Chicago in 2020, and then was a phenom and then ended up getting his head coaching hire. And so I think this is a way for Kyle Shanahan to get some of the principles, especially the coverage principles from Vic Fangio's style of defense, infused into the style of defense that they already run. And with Sorensen's experience, both with Pete Carroll and now the past two seasons in San Francisco, I think that's his way of saying, like, hey, we're still sticking with what we know and what we're comfortable with, but we've got this guy who's been a defensive play caller before to help prop up this guy who's never done it before. And then on top of that, might be able to add some of those unique coverage principles that have started to permeate throughout the league. And so it feels like this is the route that always was going to be. I just think we might have got some of the names wrong because again, I thought if it was internal, it was going to be Bullocks just for the length of time that he's been
there. Yeah, but you know, they took their shots elsewhere. It sounds like they reached out to Spagnuolo and they give Belichick a call, just seeing what they can, you know, shoot for the moon. And then if not, maybe they had this in their back pocket or whatever. My initial thought, so I was expecting Sorensen or Staley. I would not have been surprised with either one of those named the DC. I was not expecting to see the double picture in Adam Schefter's Twitter feed, and that Staley's going to come on for assistant head coaching role, which I think is hilarious. And I'll talk about that in a little while. But my initial thought on the defensive coordinator was like, okay, first and foremost, Kyle Shanahan has earned the benefit of the doubt. The man has three of his assistant coaches coaching in the NFL. So he's had to hire three defensive coordinators because two of them have been so successful that they've gone on to NFL head coaching job. Now, two of the three, you can say were successful. Steve Wilks just wasn't a good fit. I don't know if you want to call him unsuccessful as much as he wasn't a good fit. Mm-hmm. But this is the fourth one. But Kyle's got a great track record. When he hired Brian Griese, we were like, Brian Griese? He was on TV. Purdy's look great. Griese's the quarterback coach.
Yep.
So I'm not going to sit here and be like, nitpick, well, I don't like this Kyle, or what was he doing? But my initial thought was, oh, okay, well, I roll with Kyle on the stuff I do, and he's earned the benefit of the doubt, and we'll see. But also I was like, well, shit, Sorensen's a little bit risky. And here's the reason I think that. We don't know until we know. Nick Sorensen can be great. So let's start with this, Brian. Who is Nick Sorensen? Well, like you said, he coached with Seattle, defensive backs with Pete Carroll for 8 years. So he knows that system. And then I think it was 2021, he was a special teams coach with Jacksonville. That worried me a little bit because I was like, I know he played safe. He played safety, I think it was.
Yep.
And he played in the NFL and he played special teams. So he's got some special teams experience. But I was kind of like, okay, well, why wasn't he a defensive coach that year? So that I was a little bit, again, just my brain's working here. But then he goes to the Niners. What's happened on the Niners that have shown the 49ers that this guy can be the defensive coordinator? Well, he runs the turnover meetings with the team. It's very important to him. He talked about it on Ross Tucker's podcast, about how Peanut Tillman changed the game. So for them to trust him to do that, that says a lot. He's worked with the defensive backs. He coached linebackers when it was Johnny Holland, the Niners linebackers coach. When he was out with the medical issue, Sorensen coached linebackers. So they've seen him coach different parts of the defense. And clearly the players liked him and responded to him. Because let me tell you what, I think the players had a lot to do with this because they did not respond to Steve Wilks. Yeah. So I don't think they made the hire, but I think it was definitely, you know, thought of and considered because it wasn't a good response to Steve Wilks. So I was a little surprised, but why did I think it was risky? I think it's risky because it is an unknown product. And he could be great. So people said to me when I said that, well, Robert Saleh was an unknown product. He was. Let me tell you why him and Ryan's are a little bit different to me. And you can have whatever opinion you want to. This is why they're a little bit different to me. Robert Saleh was a first-time defensive coordinator coming into a team that was rebuilding. So if it took him 1 or 2 years to get his legs underneath him, it was fine because that was the expectation for the whole team. And it did take Saleh a couple years to get his legs underneath him. Because after 2018, we're like, is he the guy? We didn't know. Turns out he did so well in the next 2 years, he's a head coach. Now, Ryan, same thing. He was never a defensive coordinator. Well, no. But again, that season, the Niners were playing for the Super Bowl, but they had drafted Trey Lance. There was a little bit of retooling going on. I felt like, again, okay, we can bring a guy in and work for a couple of years because we're doing that with our quarterback as well. Also, Ryan's was a green dot guy when he played. And I also think guys like D'Amico Ryan's just don't come along a lot. And the guy was a rising star and he did a terrific job as a head coach. So I think those two situations are a little bit different. They're not one and the same. And I thought with this season, this is a last dance type year for a lot of the guys on the team. So I was a little bit surprised. I would have been, if it was Brandon Staley, I'd be like, I get it. Like, I know he's got some different principles and things like that, but I would have been like, okay, this guy's been a defensive coordinator on a Rams team and he did really well. He's been a head coach. They went with a vet, but I was a little bit surprised with that. Not saying it's a bad hire. Again, I ride with what Kyle thinks here. Who am I to say after all the success he's had? But I just think it could be risky in that sense. Again, just when you think it through. The Brandon Staley stuff, I was like, what the fuck? What? So my initial thought on that was, okay, well, is he going to come in and kind of be looking over Sorensen's shoulder? And whether it is or isn't, you can't help but think that, right? I mean, he's a rookie defensive coordinator. Is he going to be here to make sure and that sort of thing? But, you know, again, we'll see. Again, Anthony Lynn, here's the thing too. Like, Staley is a hot button dude, right? Did we even know Anthony Lynn was there? Did you even know Anthony Lynn was there most of the time?
No.
I did. So we're probably never going to know Brandon Staley's there most of the time, except that it's Brandon Staley and his head coaching tenure was a circus. Those press conferences at the end was a circus. You know what else is funny to me, Brian? Sorry, I know I'm on a tangent. Kyle is so conservative, right? And Brandon Staley is just a shit show when it comes to fourth down. So our buddy John Chapman today posted something about how Kyle is conservative. And it was I forget what the stat was, but it had to do with 2-point conversions. And Kyle doesn't really go for him. So he said, Kyle's definitely not a gambler. So I thought to myself, yeah, Kyle's not a gambler, and he literally brought in Worm from Rounders. Have you seen Rounders?
I love Rounders.
Rounders is one of my favorites.
I love Rounders.
So if you haven't seen Rounders, it's from like 1998. Awesome movie. Phenomenal.
Great.
It's got
great
Matt
movie.
Damon, Edward Norton, and yep. The premise of it is Matt Damon's like a recovering gambling
addict. Hey. Scottish. And John Malkovich. Don't let's.
John Malkovich.
Yes.
Pay the man his money. He's gotten his shit together, and Edward Norton gets out of jail. He's his friend from way back, comes back and just blows his whole fucking life up. Like,
yeah,
Norton owes gambling debts, and he just sucks Matt Damon's character back into the underworld. And
yeah,
Edward Norton was Worm, and that's what Brandon Staley reminds me of right now. Is he's just they basically hired Worm, where Kyle is ultra conservative, and Staley is just like whispering in his ear, like
a degenerate gambler.
Yeah, just an absolute degenerate. Like just go for it, dude. Like, just go for it. Like, Kyle's like, oh, man, that practice was shit. And Brandon's, you know what makes me feel good after a bad practice, Kyle? You know what makes me feel good? Seven-step drops on fourth down from inside the 10. Cutting your punter, because who needs it? That's what makes me feel good. It's hilarious. They're going to need an intervention with Kyle halfway through the season. Like, Kyle, you can't cut Wisnowski. Brandon said I could. Brandon said we don't need to punt.
We're not going
to
punt. We're never going to punt.
The other way now. No, but I think whatever. Again, we're not going to fucking know he's there in November anyway.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, and I think, you know, I think to a certain extent, and again, we obviously don't know what the dynamic is going to be. But I have a good idea of what I feel like it is. And I think what it is Kyle Shanahan is widely recognized for his offensive acumen. You know, he's an offensive genius, right? He's one of the offensive geniuses in the NFL, but Brandon Staley also has a reputation as a very bright defensive mind in the NFL. And I believe it was Barrows. It was one of the athletic writers. So it was either Barrows or Lombardi or one of their national guys. You know, when they wrote, there was an article that came out on the Athletic about the hiring and different reporters had different areas that they covered, Barrows, Lombardi, and a couple others. But, you know, one of the stories that came out was that in, what was it, 2021?
Mm-hmm.
Was it 21 or 20? No, 22. When the 49ers, or I don't know, regardless, when the 49ers went down to LA to have joint practices with the Chargers. And there was time during each practice that Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, and Brandon Staley shared the field together. And both John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan came away from those meetings very impressed by Brandon Staley and just how bright he is and some of the defensive philosophies and insights and things that he had. And they were just very impressed by him. And Kyle even said, you know, it came out that Shanahan was really impressed with the game plan that Staley implemented against the 49ers. I don't even know if it was that season or last season when they came into Santa Clara shorthanded and really made it difficult on the 49ers. One of the complaints in LA with Brandon Staley was his relationship with the players. It kind of seems like, to a certain extent, he's not a player's coach, right? They absolutely quit on him. And that, you know, people keep bringing up that Raiders game. And I'm like, you can't bring up that Raiders game. That team literally quit. Like, that's why he was fired. That team quit on him. But one of the things we do know is that Sorensen leads these meetings called the ball meetings, right? Where it is all about creating turnovers and protecting the ball. So it's both sides of the ball. It's not just defense and offense.